I wore knickerbockers in my days, and knickerbockers was a pair of pants that come below your knee and kind of stringed up a little bit on the side. And some of them had a dress. You wore the pants and the dress was just like it. And they called that, well, you call that knickerbockers. And that was just a three-quarter pants.
Okay. You know, when people had pants that were too short for them, what did they call them? You know, when they were poor, they were a poor person, they couldn't afford to have, they wore, the pants would come up real high on, they said that was a pair of.
I don't know. It didn't have no name for them.
We were just ankle wipers.
They would call them high water. But they still would say, oh, look at him. It's too short for long and too, no, it's too short for long pants. And it's not long enough for the short pants.
Yes.
I don't know. I got mixed up on it. But anyway.
Now, you had a lot of kids in your family. You weren't the oldest. So
of my mother's children?
No. Were you? Were you the oldest?
No, I was a baby.
Okay, so you were.
I was so mystic, I guess.
Yeah. You would get a lot of, what kind of clothes?
Well, I got mostly hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Because I had two other sisters. And all the time she would, you know, they'd outgrow theirs. Now, my mother used to dress us in our dress clothes. She used to sew. And she dressed all three of us clothes for me and the like. She'd make us a dress in a mini blouse style. You know what a mini blouse is?
Mm-hmm.
You wore a shirt come a little bit below your waist, and it had little holes here, and you run a little shoestring through them on each side. And it had a wide collar made in the shape of a box, and it comes in a place here, and it had a little sailor tie goes here. You know what a sailor tie is? Just a little boy tie here. And you wore a skirt with that. The skirt was a pleated skirt on a cotton band. And you call that a mini blouse set. Now they had some dresses made like that, but the dresses, the skirt was pleated but attached to the blouse.
Okay. What about an adult who would wear clothes like, you know, clothes that were obviously somebody had worn them before? You'd say those clothes were
old fashioned?
Okay.
Well, most people fix them over.
Nowadays, when you see somebody out in the street wearing, you know, they're all, a lot of people wear a lot of all flashy clothes. What do you call them? It's a mighty...
Pretty. I'd say it was beautiful. Or pretty.
Okay. Very fashionable clothes. You know what they call that name for?
Oh, that's it. Gorgeous.
Okay. Now, how do you store winter clothes?
In camphor balls. We take boxes, cardboard boxes. Well, a lot of people have trunks. I have one trunk. But a lot of people have basket boxes. You take the clothes and you wash them and you put them in camphor balls. Some people call them moss balls. And you put them in that and you close the box up tight. Put a piece of newspaper over the inside and close it up and you tie it and you mark that box. You write on that box what you have in that clothes, in that box. And then when the next year comes and you want to get something out there, suppose you want to get the boy's pants, or suppose you want an overcoat, or you want sweaters, or a dress, or your long stockings, or your union underpants. Well, we call them union drawers, really.
Yeah.
You want things like that. Well, it would be marked on the box what it was and packed into the laundry room or the corn house, whatever you might have. And you just look for the name on the box, what you wanted.
Did you ever see one kind of thing that they would hang them up in? That was called a...
Okay, I don't know, it's a trunk. It's a luggage bag.
Okay.
So I know, it's a luggage bag that you hang clothes in.
All right, you store them in that? What
no, you can store you can store them in these plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
They have these long plastic bags for dresses. And they also have these leather bags you can buy now.
Okay.
And you put the men's clothes in there. And if you can buy cedar wood, it's better. You get the cedar wood and you put it in and you zip it up. Now, at the times when you didn't have the zipper kind, we had a drawstring to ours. We draw the string up. So the moss balls in the hang clothes bag and then you draw the string. And you have them on clothes hangers. You make a little crack in there and put the clothes hanger through the bag.
Okay. Okay. And those are called?
Clothes bags.
Clothes bags.
I guess you call them laundry bags now.
All right, what different types of shoes would people wear?
Loafers. Loafers, or like this
those
is a loafer. Those
are shoes, aren't they?
Yeah. And they got shoes you call flats, you know?
Oh, okay.